When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to episode 102 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Alex.
I'm Christine, and we are so excited for a jam-packed episode today.
It's a weird one. I'm nervous for this one.
I am as well. And the theme this week was private investigators or private eyes. And that was sent in by Ashley.
Or dicks.
Huh?
Dicks?
Why are you saying that?
That's a term that they used for private investigators back in the day.
I don't think... Is that true?
I mean, now I feel dumb for a moment.
I've never heard of
that. Until I Google
this. I thought you were calling Ashley a dick.
No, unless Ashley's a private investigator. A private dick.
A private dick.
I think okay. It sounds better if you just use dick.
Let's just not use dick at all,
actually.
It's a
thing. Like, you know, the Raymond Chandler stuff, you know, back in the
sure.
day.
Do you remember my challenge?
No.
My challenge, Alexander, that you gave me, you private dick, was from Mars.
Yes.
And it was to find a review in which someone thought Tim Allen was in a movie that he's not, mm-hmm. or wished he was in a movie that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that made my day really weird, so thanks for that.
Uh-oh. I hope you stumbled on lots of Tim Allen fanfic. The kind that you didn't write, though.
Let's just say... my brain chemistry has been altered forever. I want to tell, first of all, I want to say a big thank you to Frank X, who mailed to my Cincinnati mailbox, mailed me a Dilbert M&M machine, the Dilbert M&M machine.
The same one?
The
Is
one.
That who stole it when we were children?
Yeah, he went to
right
my house.
Right out of from your bedroom?
Wow. Yeah, I don't really want to accuse Frank of climbing into my bedroom when I was a child, so I'm gonna avoid that accusation. But I will say it was it looks and feels it brought the same emotions within me that my original Dilbert M&M machine brought, and it definitely still has candy residue inside it. So I don't know who used it, but someone put it to good use, and I'm really honored to own it. And I just redecorated my entire podcast studio at my new house, and I'm going to put it in a prominent location. Lovely
I
display.
See, you just, I see already see the hole in the wall that you like carved out.
I actually
stick it in.
Punched it out, but yeah, thank you. Wow. I'm glad you appreciate it. So anyway, I don't have anything else to announce. Do you? Oh, wait. Do we? Yes, we do.
What? Oh, we do.
Yeah, yes. Folks, this is a big thing. We have, for the first time, new merch. Well, it's not the first time we have new merch, but it's the first time that we have merch with the slogan, Impeccable Vibes Only.
And it should be coming out today when you're listening to this episode, if you're listening to it when it comes out.
You can find it at bit.ly/beach2sandymerch. And we have restocked the lunatic left-wing liberal loser pins. So I'm very excited about this. I'm actually going to buy one for myself because I didn't get one before they sold out and I was really upset. So I'm going to buy that. But anyway, so we're really excited about that. We had a great, we have a great design that they made up for us at DFTBA. I think you guys are going to like it. So that's my only other announcement.
To hear how you like it. My only announcement is that I have 5 stitches in my hand and it hurts right now.
Oh, that is right. Alexander is almost one finger short this week.
The bone saved me. Phew.
The bone stopped the knife from slicing it all off. Yeah,
his finger did its job.
His finger got a little boo-boo, a little ouchy.
And I FaceTimed you and Blaze and was like, what do I do? As it was gushing.
Yeah, we were sitting and watching CNN election results, and I thought to myself, wow, can things get any worse this week? And then Alexander, actually a picture of Shanti appeared on my screen, since that is his his call photo, caller ID photo. And I thought, if he's FaceTiming me, there must be something awry. So I answered it, and he said, do I need to call an ambulance? And I went, well, let's take stock of what's happening first, because now I'm really concerned. And he ended up going to urgent care and getting a bunch of stitches.
I called an Uber, like the 21st century American I am. I called an Uber because I can't afford an ambulance.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would have probably
to urgent care, because I can't afford an emergency room.
Yeah, and also during COVID, you probably want to avoid the emergency room.
Very true.
Unless you are,
good times.
So anyway, hopefully that didn't impede his ability to find reviews today.
That's my official excuse I'm using for this week for everything.
You finally have an excuse.
But speaking of the reviews for this week, I would like to say something about them. Based on all of them and a lot of the other ones I read that I'm not reading today, I have decided I am not going to include the names of these businesses because I'm scared.
Oh, yeah. I changed the names of all of mine as well. I'm glad you said that. Oh,
I do not want to mess with these private investigators.
I made some names up because I was like, I don't even want to switch them around to other companies' names. I'm just going to make them up because I was not about to just throw these people into the public eye when they're clearly meant to be private eyes. Get it?
Oh, good job. But can I read my first one? I think you have one more than I do, but can I read my first one? Because where are you going?
Hold on.
I'm asking if I can read mine, and she's literally inching away, standing up, walking away. She's gone.
Hold on. I needed to light a candle for, just my sanity.
Oh, good your vibes. Sanity. Impeccable just, vibes only.
I need some impeccable vibes in here. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to say, could I please, can I read one first? Because this is the review that really clinched it, that I was like, yeah, if this happens, I'm going to go ahead and not use real business names.
Go for it.
Okay. This is of Zandy's Investigation Services.
Oh, right. You made them up. Okay.
1 star. I called this business hoping to purchase services. The person that answered the phone was vague and monosyllabic, as if afraid to let me know the name of the business or what they do there. Once I was able to get him talking, he quoted me a rate that was several thousands of dollars. I said thanks, but that was out of my price range. His tone suddenly changed, and he told me I could go to a different establishment then. The whole conversation rubbed me the wrong way. A few weeks later, Google asked me if I wanted to leave a review. So I left a 1-star review based on that conversation. Shortly after I left that review, I received a phone call from the guy asking me why I did that. It will hurt his business, and I should remove the review or make it better. I told him it was super creepy that as soon as I leave a review, I get a phone call from the guy. He said he's a private investigator, and what should I expect after leaving that review?
Oh.
I reiterated to him that it was creepy and I was uncomfortable. After I hung up on him, he texted me, asking me to change or remove my review. I'm thoroughly creeped out by all of this and trying to find a way to let Google know about my experience. He asked me to leave a review so he has something to respond to. He is correct that I have not actually been a client of his. Maybe he does the job very well, and that's great for him and people who have hired him, but this was my experience. End of review.
So the review still lives. So yeah, I'm so glad you changed the name of it.
Right?
I don't want to be involved. Alexander, my phone is ringing.
No, don't answer.
Hello?
Zandy's Investigation Services.
That's a big joke. I don't answer
my
phone.
You leave me a review.
I mean, yeah, that's the only comfort level I would have is that I don't ever answer my phone. So you can call me all you want, but we're not going to speak.
What is good, though, the business did respond and gave an owner response. I'm not going to it's pretty short, but it was basically saying, like, I'm sorry that our rate was too high. Hopefully you find what you're looking for elsewhere. Like, it wasn't even threatening, vaguely threatening.
So they took the original. Oh, they never left an original comment. They just called the person to harass them and then left a kind comment. Got it. For public-facing use. Oh, my gosh. That is frightening. Okay, yeah.
So after that, I thought, you know what? I'm going to make it all made-up names because I don't want to mess with any of these dicks. Private dicks.
So I had quite some feelings when I did this theme because I have an astounding number of connections to private investigators. It didn't really occur to me until I was doing this. So I did work at an investigations company in Burbank, California. And it was one of the best jobs. It was like a temp job. It started as a temp job. And it was one of the best jobs ever. And I did like full-on investigating. And then they hired me as an actual investigator. And then I left shortly after because of the podcast. But yeah, I worked there for a while and
that's how we met, actually. We were long estranged siblings.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she found me through her investigative work.
I got a manila folder and it said, find this criminal. And I did. no, I have some crazy stories from that job. I'm not going to tell them, obviously. And I'm not even going to say the name of the company. But wow, that was a time. That was quite a time of my life.
That's so cool.
I thought of you
when I was looking through these, but I didn't know the name of the company, so I didn't bother looking.
I looked, and they don't have any online, but any reviews. But oh my gosh, it was such a great job. It was so fun. Anyway, I love just creeping on people and finding out information on people. And
yeah, so watch out. Don't leave us a one-star review.
I know. I will find you.
She will text you. Wait. You might want that, so never mind.
We did do that once. We didn't text them, but we did find a person who wrote a really, really scary review. But I'm not going to give any more details, except the review they left was like really slanderous and or libelous and was like very...
Wait, was that the guy I had an argument with on Reddit about veganism?
And then you fucking found him on... You were like, who is this guy? And he
wrote
all this...
the connection, and then, yeah, I found him. Yeah.
But it was this weird stuff about, like, how Alexander, like, cheated on his girlfriend in North Carolina. It was, like, the most random review ever.
I think it was, like, some sort of, like, he accused me of assaulting someone in a bar. Like,
yes,
it was
yes.
This whole weird thing.
It's probably still there, y'all, if you want to see it, but... Don't
it
mark
made me
it
very
helpful.
Uncomfortable to read because I was like, wait, this is obviously fake to
Alexander
anyone
who was like,
who would
I've never been
me.
To North Carolina.
No, I did on like the gem trip. Wasn't that there? Or no, was that West Virginia?
In like
you know
fifth
what?
Grade, yeah.
Maybe in fifth grade.
And there was that stop at the bar, so it could have actually happened.
True. Where I did assault a couple people, but it was a different time.
Okay, anyway. So anyway, point being, I had a lot of feelings going through these, and I do kind of miss my old coworkers. So then I thought, well, where should I look for reviews? And Blaze said, well, what about that private investigator on Nathan For You? And I was like, oh my God. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I'm sure most people haven't seen that show or that episode, but it's a great show. It's like one of my favorite shows where he helps out this private investigator. And I just want to say I'm not going to read any reviews because it was really awful. All the reviews were basically just quoting the show. But that was the show. That was the episode where Wizard of Loneliness came about. And so that was very close to my heart.
What? I don't know.
Wizard
what
of Loneliness.
About. What is that from?
Nathan, I mean, for you, that episode.
But what? How is it relevant to you?
He called him the Wizard of Loneliness.
I don't remember that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, it's one of my favorite.
After we watch it, I thought you were saying like it's close to you because you took on that name or something.
Yes, I am also the Wizard of Loneliness, but that's besides the point.
Okay.
Alcina, we used to text each other, "You are the Wizard of Loneliness," like a lot, like too often.
After my injury last week, I forget a lot of things from my past.
I see. Okay. Well, instead, I went to Florida. So that was my next best bet. This is a review of an investigation place in Florida. No name. 1 star by Diego. Can I give no stars? Misinformed, totally unprofessional. He did not do what he promised when he was paid. Over 20 calls later, he apparently blocked me as I could only reach him from other numbers or with my caller ID suppressed. On the last call, he said he was going to send me pictures of his teeth. And so he did, after hanging up on me just to mock me. End of review.
Okay. Who's in the wrong here? I can't tell. Maybe I shouldn't be the one to judge.
You know, I asked Blaze, I was like, is it a thing to send people pictures of your teeth to mock them? And he was like, I'm going to go back to Great British Baking Show because I'm not interested in this conversation.
Is Blaze the expert you go to for questions like that?
Yeah, and clearly it doesn't work.
Well, maybe the person leaving the review doesn't have any of their original teeth anymore.
And so oh, no!
That was where the mockery came in. We're like, look at me with my set of teeth.
It could
be. Ha, ha, ha. But the person, maybe they didn't deserve it. I don't know. But they were calling from different numbers.
Yeah, they were suppressing their caller ID. That's harassment, by the way.
It is harassment. Yeah. So... did they say at the beginning why they were harassing them?
He did not do what he was promised.
Okay, that's too vague.
Like, it's very extremely... Oh, sorry. It says here, he did not collect all the teeth I asked for. Just kidding. I have no idea.
I collected them. They're in my mouth now instead of yours, where they're supposed to be.
Thank you for the $2,000. I got new teeth out of it. I don't know. I don't get it. I do like that he said he threatened to do it over the phone, and then guess what? He actually did do it. Like, as if that explains it anymore. But
don't make me send pictures of my teeth.
I'm just worried that this means something and we just don't get it, but I Googled it, and don't Google that, by the way.
Almost always a possibility with us.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. I'm glad you Googled it and went that route.
To save everyone else, yeah.
Yeah. All right. My next one is Bald Eagles Are Super Cool Investigators. This is by Daniel. 1 star. I first used this company many years ago, and their work was satisfactory. But now, since the owner's divorce with his wife, his business has gone downhill. Dysfunctional family life, dysfunctional business. Due to the lack in professionalism from the company, I stopped using them and have hired a different firm. Yeah. End of review.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
It got very personal.
Yeah. And also, like, why are you airing this guy's dirty laundry on the internet? Like, geez.
And I will say that they used full names.
Oh, yikes. Double yikes.
Which kind of, like, when you read it, makes it better. And then when I read it aloud without the full names, it was, like, kind of less
impactful. Why you gotta do what I do and, like, completely change every name so that it still feels like, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Yeah, that's depressing. It's like, you know what they say, though?
What do
you
they can say?
You can help find people's ex-wives for a career, but if you don't find your own wife at home, then... what's life even for?
Someone put that on a shirt. Okay. Cancel all production of Impeccable Vibes Only merch. We've got a new quote. DFTBA, are you listening?
Do you know what
I'm calling him right now. Yes. I think I know what you're trying to mean.
Do you? Because I don't. So if you could tell me, that'd
be
great.
I think what you're trying to say is, how can I trust this guy to, like, help me figure out my home situation when he can't control his own home situation?
Well, that's a much meaner way to say it. I was more saying to the investigator themselves, like, you know what? You can do your work of helping other people with their marriages till the cows come home, comma. But if you don't, you know, put that energy into your own life.
I see it.
Following and taking photos of your wife from afar with a Nikon, then you're not going to have a happy life either. So, you know, it's just like a work-life balance.
Yeah. Work-life balance.
Is what they say.
It's like I put so much energy into podcasting and speaking here that in my home life,
yeah,
I clam up. I don't talk.
You don't talk at all to your Shanti painting, and it's starting to show. So I think that's exactly the representation of my quote. Thank you for explaining it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I have a review of Florida PI. Again, not a real place. This is two stars by Lorne.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Okay, I give them an E for effort. End of review.
That's dangerously close to F.
That's true. That's true. An E for effort is, it's not, it doesn't impress me much.
Has anyone ever given that out to someone?
I mean, Lorne, but that's probably it.
I mean, yes. The one you just read. Yes.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
Okay.
That one I remembered.
I don't know. I think it's troubling. I would be, my feelings would be hurt if I got that review, because I'd be like, that's so dumb.
Yeah.
But also mean and also condescending at the same time.
Was that one star?
Two.
Okay. So F for failure would have been one.
Yeah. Just find it. Why don't you just go all the way?
D, C, B. Okay. Yeah, I'd rather just get a one-star review with no comment than a two-star review with that comment.
With that comment, exactly.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Lauren, be nicer. Be better.
Be better.
This next one is of another Bald Eagle company. This is by Liza Minnelli.
Okay.
One star. Not that one. Common mistake. One star. I had them follow my ex-husband, wiretapped his phone, and placed a GPS tracker on his vehicle. My ex found the tracker. And while the owner and I listened in on his phone calls, I got the sense he was aware he was being investigated, as I heard him tell his girlfriend he noticed a car following him after picking up our two daughters. I later learned that wiretapping someone's phone is a criminal offense, and my ex could press charges against me and sue me for damages. All in all, the investigation was not good. So I can't recommend this company. End of review.
Oh, no.
I was reading that and I'm like, damn, is that not illegal? Can I really hire someone to do that? And then, boom. By the way,
tapping someone,
this is not legal.
Yeah, that's like, I think only the government is allowed to do that.
And even then, I don't know. I bet there's still some like rules that they have to follow.
I think there were.
You'd think, but
not
anymore. Maybe there used to be.
I think there used to be. Which is evidenced by the fact that now Alexander and I only get QVC advertisements.
True.
And I literally got mail from QVC that was addressed to someone else. It appeared on my doorstep and I was like, oh, I didn't order anything. And I looked and it said like, oh, Thomas so-and-so. And it was like a neighbor. And I was like, that's weird. I've never gotten his mail before. And then I was like, what's the return address? And it had said QVC headquarters. And I was like, oh, no, they're listening.
Yeah. They're onto you.
They're onto me. So anyway, yeah, yikes. I do like that, like, they're listening in on the conversation and the guy's like, someone's, like, definitely following me. And how awkward would that be?
And it's creepy that this person's just throwing this out there as a one-star review. Like, this seems really serious.
And also, don't give your boyfriend any, or husband or whatever, any ideas. Like, if you're posting, like, he could now sue me. It's like, don't announce that for him to see.
And it's ex-husband, too.
Ex-husband.
Like, not that that makes it bad. This is wrong no matter what. But it's not like they're currently in a relationship. She's literally wiretapping him and listening into her ex-husband's conversations with his
girlfriend. Not even a secret girlfriend, just like new partner. Yes. Oh, God. Okay, that makes it so much worse. Oh, no.
A GPS tracker. My gosh. Ooh.
Yeah, there's some scary stuff out there, folks. Be careful.
Honestly, when I was reading this, I was like, man, like, this is making me nervous. Could someone just be tracking me? Because I'd be totally oblivious. And I'm like, wait, I haven't driven anywhere in weeks. Like, they know where I am. They know where to find me.
Yeah.
So if they need to serve any documents or whatever,
you don't
knock on my door.
Nowadays, it's like you don't really need to track anyone's car, to be honest. But
I mean, this was from 2 months ago. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
there were a surprising number of COVID investigations
going
on. I wonder
if
worded,
everyone's
just becoming
paranoid like I am.
Yeah, I mean, you get cooped up with someone, the moment they leave, you're like, what could be so important that you left our quarantine?
Huxinner, oh my god,
what?
Sorry.
You scared the shit out of me, what?
That fucking photo that you sent me earlier of a person eating a candle just appeared in mega size on
Christina,
the screen.
I was like looking at, I thought you
so
were looking
bad.
Behind me.
Oh my god.
We gotta stop doing this. Skype does this. Don't use Skype for video calls, because if you send a chat while you're video calling, it will pop up on the screen
That was 28 minutes ago. Like, there's no fucking reason.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It's Alexander sent me this picture that someone sent in his Discord about eating Christine's flavor candles that I was going to make. Remember TMTM? And it's like this old man covered in, having eaten it's very scary. It's very alarming. It just appeared over top of Alexander's face while he was speaking.
And the previous pictures were thick asparagus, a sexy minion costume.
Lovely minion.
So very wholesome things. And then this was just boom.
This was really cursed, a cursed image. Anyway, okay, moving on. Let's see. This is a review of FDR investigations. This one's one-star review by Eliza Minnelli.
You're so clever.
1 out of 5 stars is too high, in my opinion. Use these people for a couple years. I did polygraphs for sex offender counseling. Polygraphs are a joke. Polygraphs don't know everything. Only God knows everything. End of review. Ooh.
That sent chills down my spine.
I know. This is becoming actually a really frightening episode. If that cursed image of that old man eating a candle appeared right now, I think I would have actually left the room and left the recording.
I mean, we're incurring the wrath of private dicks and the wrath of God. I mean, this is...
We're incurring the wrath of the only people that I don't want to incur the wraths of, to be fair.
The only two. I'm scared. This is a scary episode. This is scarier than our Halloween episode.
I feel a little weird about it.
Okay. So this one's a little bit of a mess, so bear with me, okay? It's one of those. This is a review of Secure as a Button security company.
That is very secure.
This is by Gloria. 1 star. These guys are scam artists. The first company, Company One, consists of Bob, who is rude, short on phone, and not personable at all. Called another company, Company Two. They were nice and spent time on the phone, making me feel comfortable. I asked for a one fidelity question about a certain date. Okay, sorry. For the record, this is a polygraph company, and they're looking to use their services to ask somebody a polygraph question about infidelity, whether or not the person was cheating on them. Okay. He explained how it was better to cover the whole relationship. Even better, He also explained how not using names was best, as to not exclude anyone. I agreed and set appointment. He was rude to my hubby, who obviously was not happy to be there, and could have been made to feel better with kind words. Next, he says, pay me, and explains briefly about admissions. You'll only find out what he discloses, and only if he signs your name on paper, which I did not see. After the test, he told me there were no admissions. This was a lie. There were two minor things, as I heard most of the interview and exam around the corner. My hubby told me about them, but they did not confirm with me and took husband's word in exam that I knew. Husband could have lied. Then I was told he passed. I found out days later that he had only asked about the marriage, 6 months, not the entire relationship, 3.5 years, as agreed, and used my name, which would not exclude other Glorias. Common name for a female.
Uh-huh.
Are you following this? Kind
vaguely.
Of.
Vaguely.
Okay.
Vaguely.
Basically, Gloria,
I feel like
here,
I'm being dragged a little bit.
I'm dragging you through
against,
this.
Against my will.
I warned you. So Gloria reached out to two companies. Second company was better, but they're in the same building, apparently.
Got it. Got it.
So Gloria brought her husband in because mm-hmm. she believed her husband was cheating on her.
Yeah.
Husband was not happy to be there. And Gloria apparently beforehand was told, oh yeah, we would ask about the entire relationship and we would leave names out of it, specifically like name or something. And then when the test actually happened, she's now claiming, well, they didn't ask about the whole relationship, they only asked if he was cheating on me in the 6 months,
right?
And they used her name, so I assume they said, are you cheating on Gloria, which might mean doesn't exclude other Glorias.
That would be quite a loophole, though.
Could you imagine?
He only cheated on Gloria with other Glorias, and then it's like, I can pass this test with flying colors.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it's we're not done yet. It's almost over. He did not give me what I agreed, and he told me he would for $500 cash. He was then very rude to me, telling me I have trust issues. Well, they didn't come from nowhere, hence the test. When I asked why he changed from what he first told me, he just kept saying he passed, so why does it matter? They lied to me and got $500. Why would I trust them? Completely unethical and not at all. When you pull up... Sorry. That sentence just ended. That wasn't my mistake.
I love it.
When you pull up to building, it says Company 1, which had bad reviews, but it is also Company 2 and the Polygraph Place. They are all different names, examiners, and phone numbers, same address. Should have been a red flag, as these guys all work together, and the multiple names are from bad reviews. I will remove this review for a refund of $400. You keep $100 for your time. This test was a sham, and you did not deliver as told. End of review.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So what happened? Is she still married?
Oh, I don't know.
Ugh.
I kind of hope not for everyone involved.
What a cliffhanger.
They don't sound too happy, anyone in here, including the test givers.
I love that even they were like, hey, I think you just have trust issues.
Could you
like,
imagine?
We literally do this for a living, but like we're going to call you specifically out and say you have trust issues.
I swear I've read that one before. I sounded like I just pulled this out of nowhere. It hurts my head every time. Yeah.
Yeah, it hurt ours too. So thanks.
You're welcome.
For that. Oh, boy. Okay, well, I have a review of Stick It To 'Em Investigations. This is 1 star by Paul. My gut tells me I can't trust this lady. 1 point for picking up the phone late at night, though. Thanks, but no thanks. End of review.
Wow.
And she responded like, hi, okay, like if you need services... like, let me know. Okay. It was really odd. It was really odd. My gut tells... Maybe he's interviewing to work there.
Maybe. That must be it. Sorry. Someone just knocked on my door.
Oh, wait. Seriously?
I'm not even kidding. I think it might have been a package. It probably was because they haven't knocked again.
This is the end. Is it from QVC? Because I will literally
It might be. I'm not going to check. Sorry. Rewind. Most of the... negative reviews were about how these places didn't answer the phone or didn't answer their phone properly.
Yeah. So he calls her late at night. She answers the phone and then he goes, my gut tells me something's off. And I'm like, yeah, she was probably like in the bubble bath or like sleeping. There's not really, you're kind of catching her off guard, you know? But I also love thanks, but no thanks. Nice try, lady.
They sound like a narrator in one of those old detective movies. My gut was telling me something was off about this dame. I say dame way, like, every once a month at this rate. I say that in this podcast. No, in this podcast.
You do?
Ew. Not, like, in my day-to-day life.
Well, this is a part of your day-to-day life.
This is at least my third time saying the word dame.
Okay.
She was all legs. You know how I do that whole thing? Never mind. This is, like, the first time it's relevant.
I hate it. I hate it very much. Thanks, though, for that.
Well, I'm feeling it today.
So that's our view of that place that I already forget the fake name of.
Stick it to him. This next review is of The Buck Stops Here, Investigative Services. This is by Chad.
Ooh.
1 star. What is this one? Oh, this one. Jesus. This one felt pretty relevant to me this week. I was in the area on Monday, September 11th, just before noon. Did not have a great experience. I walked in, was not greeted by anyone behind the desk, walked up to the counter to sign myself in, after looking at the signs to see what I needed to do. The two women behind the counter were having a personal conversation that I had to interrupt to ask a question about what I needed to do from there. When I was called up to go get fingerprinted, the woman who was leading me away to fingerprint me said to her coworker something like, I hope I don't start bleeding profusely. I was stunned enough to not ask where she may be bleeding profusely from.
That's not really... Okay, sure.
Yeah, it's not like a normal thing to ask anyway. Like,
yeah, it is not.
You don't have to
not.
Be stunned into not saying that. You probably shouldn't shouldn't ask that.
You probably just shouldn't say it, right?
Yeah, but none of this should have really happened. I realized right away when she started fingerprinting me that she had a Band-Aid on her finger that she was using to touch my hands.
Ew.
In retrospect, I wish I'd asked for someone else to fingerprint me instead because it's very disgusting to think about. But I let her do it. More personal conversations ensued between her and a different coworker over my head. I was barely acknowledged while I was there. This felt like a very unprofessional environment, and I don't think I would come back here if I needed to. I would strongly suggest that if anyone has any bleeding wounds on their hands, they should not be fingerprinting anyone else, much less announcing it to a lobby full of customers. I provided this feedback directly to the company a week ago and never received a response. End of review.
Oh no, she bled out. She's dead.
Company her closed paper cut. Not too long after.
Alexander, is this like too close to home for you? Is that why you said it was relevant?
Yeah.
Because you definitely sliced your finger off and then, I guess, fingerprinted somebody.
And lately I've been shaking a lot of hands, specifically with my left hand. And I've been bleeding profusely over everybody.
It's so weird, especially during COVID, you suddenly got the urge to shake everyone's hand all the time.
Yeah, it's so true.
You never did before, but now you say dame and you shake everyone's hand with your left hand. It's very weird.
And call myself a dick. I'm a private dick, see?
Yeah, that's also weird.
Hey, dame. You got legs. Can't
do it. Okay, this is enough.
I promise the only person I bled all over this in the past week was the PA who stitched me up.
And the dish towel that RIP.
Oh, God, yeah. I let them keep it.
Ew.
Well, they
you
put
let
it in the,
them keep it.
They asked me if I wanted to take it home, and I said, no. Take it as a souvenir. Because she was like, you're the bad boy of podcasting, aren't you? And I'm like,
oh, please.
Yeah,
if that happened, we would have all heard about it like the 2 minutes later. So I don't believe that for a minute.
Would you like a souvenir? How about this bloody dish towel?
Gross. Yeah, this episode is definitely the most disturbing we've done in a long time.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable, but it's my own fault. So.
Oh, I know. Okay, this is a place called PA Investigations. This is a 1-star review by Pete. Wow, just wow. I was away from the home, and my girlfriend hired this guy to investigate for spy stuff. Of course, there is nothing in the house, so this is what I came home to. 1. A light socket cover unscrewed that is terribly difficult to screw back on. 2. My internet is down, He had basically just plugged random cables into my router, but get this, the two ends of a single Ethernet cable were plugged into the same router. So after about a half an hour, I fixed the internet. Two light bulbs, microchip light bulbs, were removed from my kitchen, so I had to get my ladder that this guy had used and left open and just sitting in my garage. 4. We have pictures of spy devices such as my sprinkler rain sensor and motion detector driveway light. Wait, what? We have pictures of spy devices hold on. Such as my sprinkler rain sensor. Okay, whatever. 5. I found an LED bulb that he had cut open, I suppose to check for microchips. Avoid like the plague. And now here's the response from owner. Ready?
Yes, I'm so ready.
Don't cheat on your spouse or girlfriend, and she won't have a reason to call us to search your house for hidden cameras. My advice is always free. End of response.
Okay. Everyone here, love, wonderfully petty.
Truly.
Damn, though. Honestly, that would make a good challenge, or would have, I guess. Find a review of a private investigator by a person who was being investigated.
Right? Oh, there are a few of those.
That was so impressive that you found that. I didn't find any
of those. Oh, thank
you.
Yeah, I was very surprised because I saw all these like different activities happening, and then I realized it was the guy. Yeah, the target.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the best kind of review. Because
I'm kind of amazed that like the guy even knew. Like, they did such a bad job. I don't want to say they did a bad job, but I guess maybe they did. It did such a not secretive job that the guy even knows what company it was. Like,
that's
it wasn't like,
I'm
oh,
saying.
Somebody looked through my light bulbs. It was like, I know exactly what company
that's
this
why
was.
It's the best kind of review, because if you're reading reviews of a private investigator
and
it says, oh, they were caught investigating, that's not what
right.
I want.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point.
That defeats
that's
the whole purpose.
It's like, yeah, they were parked in my driveway and I saw the name of their company on the side of the car. Like, it's so, it seems just like so blatant that you'd have to be so bad at it. But
I do love
caught.
That they're so bad at their job that they get caught doing it. And then their response is, well, don't cheat on your girlfriend, which I agree with. But at the same time, like, you just got caught doing a shitty job.
Like, if you're going to unplug just, like, someone's router, like, don't plug two ends back into the same thing.
How did they get? I don't know this world. Did they break in? Like, is this legal?
What I assume happened is that the partner hired this company to come to their house to.
Okay, so like they
to
probably live together.
I assume their shared place.
Oh, I see.
And say, like, can you check out to see if there are any bugs or hidden cameras or spy equipment? Which also, if you're doing, I'm sorry, like, not to be. Speak out of line, but if you were having to hire somebody to come in and like take apart, like literally cut open the light bulbs because you don't trust your partner that much, like,
yeah,
whoo, that must be a rough home life you have.
No, I'm with you. Quilliam did that to me recently.
Did he?
Yeah, that's my large stuffed hedgehog, if you don't know.
Well, have you looked closely into Shanti's eyes on the wall behind you? Because it looks like there's a red light coming
out. Could be
it.
That. No, you're right though. That seems. Also, why would you spend so much money and not just do it yourself? Just get some like quality stuff and just hide it.
Yeah, like if the job entails pulling the cords out of a router, like I could probably and putting them in the wrong spot, I could definitely do that for like half the price
and
if anyone needs me.
Okay, good to know. Thank you. You probably know the habits of your partner better than this company, I would hope, and so you would know not to use. His ladder and like leave bulbs out, and you know, like it just seems so sloppy. So why don't
I know?
Do
and like
yourself?
there was one light switch plate that was too hard to put back on, so they just left it out. It's like, really?
It just seems like such a mess. Well, that's probably exactly what it was. So yeah.
Oh boy. Oh my gosh, this is time for my challenge now.
I'm so excited for this.
You shouldn't be.
Okay.
Because you're going to regret this.
Mars, thank you for this.
Mars said, find a review in which someone thought Tim Allen was in a movie that he's not, or wishing he was in a movie that he's not. So, this was extremely difficult, first of all, because I guess I'm the only one who has this very specific neural misfiring problem where I do tend to think that Tim Allen is... many people that he's not. Apparently, that's just me.
No surprise there.
Okay, got it. Sure. Cool. Good to know. So the first thing I did, I was at Remicade, so I was on shared Wi-Fi, and I accidentally forgot to go incognito when I searched the phrase "I miss Tim Allen," mm-hmm. and that has caused a lot of chaos. That and QVC has really caused a lot of chaos on my browser.
Wait, is he dead?
No.
Why did
he's not dead?
Why did you Google "I miss Tim Allen"?
Because he hasn't been in a movie in like 10 years or something.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Sorry that I didn't notice. You would notice. My mistake.
I didn't notice until I Googled. Okay, so okay. I Googled.
Okay, Tim Allen's biggest fan.
I clearly didn't notice because I thought he was in every blockbuster hit that has come out every year.
You got me there.
So no, but when I started researching this, it was like all the articles were like, "Where did Tim Allen go? Like, what is he up to? Will he ever act again?" And all this stuff. And so I started searching "I miss Tim Allen" to see like, and that actually got me almost all of my
reviews. Okay.
Yeah, because it took a lot because I tried typing in like, "I thought Tim Allen was in this." None of that worked, but "I miss Tim Allen" seemed to work because I found people who wished he was in movies.
You found your people, basically.
I found my people and then I quickly ran away and changed my name and identity and never came back. So that should tell you a thing or two.
I'm so excited. Okay.
So this is a review of Fred Claus.
Is he in that?
What?
He's in that, right?
No, that's the point, is he's not
in
it.
Oh, so he's not in it. That's what I was
thinking. It fits my challenge.
He's in the Santa Claus.
Yes, exactly. So this is a review of Fred Claus.
Sorry.
On iwatchstuff.com. So this is the only one that, like, word for word completes the challenge. Every time Vince Vaughn grows an under eye bag, an angel gets its wings. Watching the Fred Claus trailer, it's hard for me not to do a balancing act like some sort of well-hung Lady Justice with 20/20 vision. Thanks, LASIK. On one side, you've got Vince Vaughn, Paul Giamatti, Kevin Spacey, the director of Wedding Crashers, and an apparent lack of Tim Allen. On the other, you've got a Christmas movie with elves and people falling down in the trailer. To bash it or not to bash it, which way will the scale swing? At tough times like these, I always turn to Onanism, my only true friend. End of review.
Fucking you know movie what that is? No, movie reviewers are the weirdest people in the world. What the fuck is that about?
That much I learned pretty quickly. So the word Onanism, this is no longer a family-friendly podcast.
Isn't an Oni like a type of ghost?
I don't know.
It is, but okay.
I've never heard of that. But Onanism is the formal term for, let's just say, self-gratification.
Really?
So essentially, okay. He's saying at tough times,
buying yourself
like these
lots of gifts.
Sure. Okay. Wink. Yeah. So I guess he's saying he doesn't know how to rate Fred Claus, so instead he's going to have a little fun with himself. I don't know. It was just not a good thing for me to read.
While thinking of Tim Allen.
I guess, and missing. I miss Tim Allen.
It's relatable, so.
Not to me, to be clear. Not to me. Okay, now I started going on this, like, obviously this Santa Claus rabbit hole. And this, obviously. I was also getting a literal infusion, and the nurse had to come get my blood pressure, like, every half hour, and would always be like, "What are you doing?" And every time she does this, I'm always on Yelp. She must think I'm, like, an elite Yelper or something.
Did you tell her the new word you learned?
I didn't.
Good. That's for the best.
Okay. Whew, you never know. This is an article called... Now, this is just a fun fact. These are some fun facts for you. It's called 25 Secrets About the Santa Claus Revealed from E! Online. And I have to do this to you. I have to. I'm not going to stop because I had to read it and waste so many minutes and hours of my life on this that you have to as well.
No, I'm excited for this.
So, like, this is just the beginning. Okay, here's one of the fun facts about the Santa Claus. Casting real children as the North Pole's elves proved a bit challenging for Tim Allen, who is known to improvise on set. "You didn't want the kids around when Tim got going," Cruson said. He would go on these hilarious rants, streaked through with obscenity. This led to production pulling their star away for the occasional time out when he seemed too close to cursing. So, apparently Tim Allen is not good with kids, so that's part
one.
Not
a surprise at all, okay.
And this is, I love that he had to go into time out, ha ha.
Yeah, I feel like it was worse than they're letting on.
Yeah, the star of the movie had to be put in timeout. Like,
there's a sign that he was doing more than like just cursing. Like,
yeah, apparently he has a somewhat of a problematic past, which I didn't look too deeply into. But
you didn't want the facade to break.
I didn't.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. So instead, I just read secrets about the Santa Claus. Here's one more. The original script was much darker, with Scott actually shooting Santa Claus as he believed he was a robber. Originally, I shot him, Tim Allen revealed. And DreamWorks CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg was adamant, we can't start a movie like that, Tim. End of that fun fact. So Tim Allen wanted to shoot Santa Claus.
That's very Tim Allen.
Original. So that's that. That just gives you a little idea of...
It's funny, they interviewed Santa Claus later, and Santa Claus said, yeah, I wanted to shoot Tim Allen, but they wouldn't let me do that.
It goes both ways, Tim. Yeah, so that that led me to something that I consider to be worse than the Cool Cruisers forums.
No.
And these are the Santa Claus 4 forums.
No. Specifically now, for the fourth movie?
Yes, so there is no fourth movie, and that is why these forums exist.
Oh.
Yeah, so
like they want it that badly
someone's
paying for a domain. And I know it's not that much to run a domain, like, financially. But still, more than zero amount.
It's more than zero amount. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'm just going to read to you here the description here on the top of this forum. Santa Claus 4? Note. If you've arrived here looking for information about Disney's The Santa Claus 4, I'm sorry to disappoint, but I have no such news. However, I would like to ask that you at least give your opinion of a fourth movie by voting in the poll I have created. To date, this page has been searched and viewed over 95,000 times. Hopefully, with enough votes, maybe someday someone from Disney Studios will see this and choose to make another movie. So whether you like or even read my movie concept below for a fourth Santa Claus movie, please vote. Now, here are the polls.
No. Wait, don't tell me you're going to read this concept.
No, I'm not going to read
Thank
the concept.
God. Okay, everyone
it's
can
very
check
long.
It out for themselves.
No, yeah. This is just the poll, though. Should Disney make Santa Claus 4? Option 1. There's 5 options. Yes, but only with Tim Allen. Yes, even if Tim Allen doesn't. No, not without Tim Allen. Which it seems like the same as one. Okay. And 4, no, not interested in anymore. And 5, undecided. So obviously, I think we can all guess that the top answer was yes, but only with Tim Allen.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty fair poll. Even though that third or fourth, whatever the one was, no, not without Tim Allen, that was a little questionable. It seems, yeah, at least it gives options.
I would say, and when he wrote, it's seen 90,000 times. That was like several years ago. So I imagine it's been viewed many, many more times since then.
Yeah. Let's hope.
So I'm just gonna read a couple of let's hope. I'm gonna read a couple of the comments just to like give you an idea of like what people are missing. Like, this is when it becomes like, I miss Tim Allen. I want him in this movie that doesn't yet exist. If that makes sense.
Yes.
So this is a comment by Kat. IDK, I really want Tim Allen as Santa Claus, and plus it has been my favorite movie since like kindergarten. They should totes make Santa Claus 4, and plus there's still the baby. I want to know what happens to her. Hey guys, hashtag and tag Tim Allen on Twitter like this. Hashtag Tim Allen for SC4. Let's make this hashtag popular so Tim sees it. So then someone commented like, yes, I've tagged him over and over again. And I was like, oh no.
It hasn't worked yet.
Apparently not, shockingly. This is a comment by Sam. I hope he don't mind, but after seeing this again, I just put up to some guts and found Tim Allen on Twitter and sent him the link of this website with all of your great ideas. I hope it helps. Cross my fingers. Hope you talented guys out here get what you asked for. Super great last Santa Claus 4 movie. Wink face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then...
That sums it up pretty well.
I think that's... I mean, he does say what we were all thinking, to be fair. So now there's one more comment by Janelle. Please bring Tim Allen back and be in the new movie by next year, December 2014, in Santa Claus 4.
December 2014. I like didn't I have forgot. A grasp of when this
yeah,
was.
I oh, forgot just no. how long ago.
7 years later, I wonder what Janelle's up to.
Oh. Tim Allen, you are the greatest actor in Santa Claus movies. Please come back. We, the world, need you and love watching and seeing you act in those kind of movies for the children. Please do it for the children, Tim Allen.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
That didn't work. This makes me so sad. Okay.
Please do it for the children, Tim Allen. Please think about the children, Tim. Please. Frown face.
Oh.
End of comment.
Christina, what is happening in this world?
So,
I do love that,
that
they said that Tim Allen's the best actor in the Santa Claus movies. Like, that's some big accomplishment.
He had a lot of stiff competition.
Wow.
Oh my god, I almost peed myself. Okay. Okay, so now, Alexander, the last thing I have for you is actually some comments that actually did mention thinking Tim Allen was in a movie that he wasn't in.
Okay.
So I'm going to, can we do like a little like screenwrite? Can we do a role play of reading this back and forth?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sending it to you via Skype, so don't be alarmed when it appears.
I will be. Okay.
Tell me when you get it. You're A and I'm C.
Okay. Do I have to read it first or do I just go in blind?
No. Just go as
go
we go.
Blind. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. C says.
Do I have to say A says whenever I say
no,
anything?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. No. I'm just introducing my character. I'm over here referencing Tim Allen movies and you're referencing The Odyssey.
What Tim Allen movie?
Isn't that who plays Tootsie?
No, isn't that Robin Williams?
No, isn't that who plays Mrs. Doubtfire?
It's Dustin Hoffman. My God, Tim Allen, Christina?
So wait, it's Woody Harrelson?
No, Dustin Hoffman.
But they look...
No, they don't look alike. None of them look alike.
They all look like Jude Law to me. Now that was from episode 60 of Beach
I know,
Cindy
as we're reading
Waller
this, I'm
duet.
Like, oh God, this happened, didn't it? Fucking Tootsie. Oh my god.
I think my favorite part
We're
is that
such idiots.
You said it's Dustin Hoffman, Christina, and then I said, oh, so Woody Harrelson? Okay,
Christina, it made no sense. Like, reading this aloud from a script, it made zero sense. Unfortunately, it was the reality of what happened. That's
it's like
the worst
verbatim
part.
What
it's
happened.
It's verbatim, and I couldn't even read it normally because I'm like, no one would say this, but we actually said that.
Oh, okay, well, I have two more for you.
Of these now, this weird scripts?
From... Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
This one's from episode 74.
Okay. Oh, this is a long one.
Yeah.
God, this is all of them? Did you go back and find these?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Mom sent me a picture of our VHS copy of A Bug's Life and said, remember, this was your favorite movie when you were little. And I told her, yeah, it's on Netflix now, and I watched it like a month ago.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
Is that the one with Tim Allen? Remember how I think everything has Tim Allen?
Wait, is he the voice of... Oh, yeah!
Okay, actually, for once... Wait, hold on.
Is he the voice of Grasshopper?
Alexander, I don't think so. I think I'm wrong once again. Oh, shit, it's Kevin Spacey.
Oh, that makes sense.
Alexander, I have once again inserted Tim Allen into a movie in which he does not belong.
Why do you always do this?
I don't know. Oh, I know what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the B movie.
I thought that was Jerry Seinfeld.
Hold on. Damn it.
Before you say it, he's also not in Ants. Christina, this is a problem. Now that it's all in front of us happening. Okay, is there another one you said?
There's one more. It's shorter, and this is from episode 89.
Oh my god, you do have a problem.
I know. The theme is lighthouses in the state of Maine. I'm excited about this one.
Me too. I was going to watch the movie The Lighthouse before this to be prepared.
What is that? Is that a horror movie?
It's Willem Dafoe.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And what's his face?
Oh yeah, Tim Allen.
So
that's the ultimate collection of people thinking that Tim Allen is in things that he's not, which is just me. Always me. Only me forever.
And for the record, that last Tim Allen was Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Very different.
It looks a little like Woody Harrelson, but not quite.
Unless I'm wrong again, then we can quote this in a month.
It'll keep going. It's like a never-ending circle. So anyway, that was your punishment. to and Mars for making me do that.
We deserve it. We deserve it. Oh, what a great challenge, though.
I had, I would say fun, but it certainly wasn't. It was more just like really questioning life's purpose, you know?
We got to take notes from the McElroy brothers and do a Tim Allen will be in Santa Claus 4 podcast.
Oh my. What if we did like Woody Harrelson will be? Like make it a more of a challenge. Like Woody Harrelson will be in Santa Claus 4. No doubt about it.
And have the picture of the podcast be of Tim Allen. Like Tim Allen's face, but we'll say Woody, call him Woody Harrelson the entire time.
The only problem is I will somehow, some way get Jude Law involved because, I think everyone is Jude Law. So maybe we should just cut the bullshit and say Jude Law will be in Santa Claus 4.
Let's cut the bullshit. That's what we do here best.
It's what we're known for.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, so that's that.
That is that. That is something. All right. All right. We're here with a theme and challenge for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Our theme comes from Cheyenne, who says, as COVID has rightfully shut down most of the country, my home state of South Dakota has, for the most part, remained open. So apparently there are a lot of tourists headed to South Dakota. Maybe once. I don't know.
Okay, it's your moment.
Our theme for next week is tourist locations in South Dakota.
Okay.
And there's an example review. I haven't read it. I haven't even looked at it. So in case you want to use it, we'll figure out. But I know it's of the world's only corn palace.
Oh,
so we've got some good stuff coming our way.
That is the perfect example to get me fired up for this theme.
Cheyenne also says, if you ever need someone to take you to a Walmart in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, hit me up.
Oh, I think we've both been banned.
You know what? Probably.
Or as Dad would say, Sioux Falls, but that's Sioux besides the point. Okay, I have a challenge for you, and I'm going to, listen, I went back to the source of my pain. This is an email from Mars, who sent multiple challenges, and one of her challenges, aside from the Tim Allen one, was to find a review where an employee unintentionally, or maybe intentionally, scared the customer, and then she also added, and possibly dropped or broke something in the process.
Love it.
So just like an employee scared a customer. Yes. I think that could be interesting.
You startled me. I've been scared before, probably in a store. Yeah.
I've never been scared before, actually.
Well, not except not like 50 minutes ago when that
picture that was actually
up.
The first time, and it was horrible.
Now you know how it feels every time I see you pop up on Skype.
I thought I'd been scared before, but then when this episode happened, I realized I actually had never been scared before. Now I've
now
been scared.
It's happened.
This is the real frightening. Alexander, stop sending me Skype emojis. They're really creepy looking.
Yeah, I know. Everyone, thank you for listening. Thanks for being here. Blah, blah, blah.
See you at the Corn Palace.
See you there.